Shalom, this is Yara Ben Emmet here with the Torah Watchman Podcast Channel. Let me begin with, no matter what's going on in your life today, please don't let your heart be troubled. Have all your faith and hope in Hashem. Read Psalms 27 as a very short synopsis and summary of how King David reached out to God in his time of need. The title of this edition is, and let me think about it very clearly before I speak these words. 80 million Americans are responsible for what's happening in Afghanistan today, resulting in 13 armed force service men and women being murdered by ISIS terrorists. Just consider the words I'm saying and what, and let me justify why I'm saying this. And yes, this podcast edition is about 100% my personal opinion. I already told you before, I'm a 20-year United States Air Force Gulf War combat veteran. I've had multiple deployments throughout the world. I wore the uniform with honor until my time of commitment ended. But within any service member serving in the military comes a price and sacrifice their own personal families. And if you're a true patriot, a true veteran, I know many people out there are veterans I'm speaking to right now. What's happened in Afghanistan, it just breaks your heart, makes you angry, makes you feel like screaming. I mean, literally, 13 American flag draped coffins are on the way back home from Afghanistan. Some of these remains are unrecognizable. Body parts were flying all over the place when this ISIS terrorist circumvented so-called Taliban security controls, where they're supposed to check everyone coming in with weapons. They're supposed to touch their clothes and determine if they are an imminent security threat. Because people like the CENTCOM commander, General Milley, who works for the Biden administration, appointed by the Biden administration, considers certain Taliban operatives in Afghanistan as workable partners to get the 1,000 plus American citizens that are still trapped and held hostage essentially by Taliban Islamic extremists. It's a very serious situation in Afghanistan today. This is worse than Saigon. It's worse than Benghazi. It's worse than the Bay of Pigs. It's worse than anything you can probably read in the record books. Consider more than 1,000 American citizens potentially held hostages as prisoners of war and could be used as negotiating pawns for Taliban schemes in the not so distant future for gold and cash and rewards and hijack promises for them. Now we can easily blame presidents previously in offices for mistakes, misdeeds, bad choices. Hindsight is 20/20. It's very easy to judge people in the past. What I'm talking about is what's happening in the present. But what led up to the present crisis and catastrophe that we're dealing with? You know that we have an open border with Mexico. You know there's more than 25 countries all over the world that are invading our southern territory as I'm speaking now. You know that 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists came in illegally through Canada, through that border, supposedly with some sort of travel visas, student visas or something. And now we have the doors wide open in the southern border for the Taliban, for ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists to come in as embedded migrants. Consider the situation that we're in today, and why are we even talking about this? Why are we dealing with this? Why are veterans getting psychological counseling right now from the Veterans Administration? because they've lost family members in this war, and they're thinking that, like Vietnam, is a waste of 20 years of blood and treasure over there, to see the reset button pressed and taking us back to 20 years ago on that horrible, horrific day in 9/11, which is coming up very soon. How did we come to this point? Well, without getting too much into the political morass, you know what happened in the November presidential elections. About 80 million Americans decided at that point, and they had their own reasons, to fire the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, President Trump, and hire a new commander of the armed forces, President Biden. 80 million Americans considered the risk of that decision when they saw Biden was obviously in declining cognitive health at that time. We knew that the media was holding him up, propping him up. They ignored the warnings issued by President Trump. You know, we wish we had crystal balls, but some things just require an ounce of common sense. You know, in the Obama administration, they had a very favorable opinion of the Muslim Brotherhood, of even some elements of the Taliban at that time. And they gave them the benefit of doubt, and you should get everyone benefit of doubt, but you have to prove, trust but verify. And out of these 80 million Americans that voted for Biden over Trump, they're my American brothers and sisters. I don't hate them. But as a Torah watchman, I want to warn you right now. God's judgment is on your head, and you have blood on your hands. You can blame President Biden. Everyone looks for something or someone to blame when things don't go well. Every veteran is looking at this, and they're saying, oh my God, how could we get to this point? How can you have Pentagon generals and admirals not seeing the intelligence on the ground, not seeing what led to this, all the risk, closing Bagram Air Base, the only air cover we had there, before you decided to evacuate your embassy, American citizens from Kabul and Kandahar province and everywhere else in Afghanistan? Who in the world gave such intelligence and such information to President Biden? Did President Biden ignore the intelligence and advice of the commanders? Did he make his own decisions? Or was he too clueless and incompetent to understand what the risks were? Or were there heavy political biases in the Pentagon senior leadership? And I suspect the latter was true. But at some point, there's a little word called consequences. We have a parashat this Torah cycle for this Shabbat, known as Ki Tavo from Deuteronomy, chapter 21 to about chapter 28, and essentially talks about blessings and curses. The Torah is a blueprint, like our Constitution, for life and liberty, success and failure. Out of this 80 million Americans that voted for President Biden as the new commander-in-chief of our armed forces, I would say 70 to 75%, maybe higher, of all American Jews voted for Biden. As you know, Israel is God's chosen nation to represent himself and his image of righteousness and holiness before an unholy world. Every Jew is an ambassador when they're out in the diaspora. When they're out in the world, they're the ambassador of God and Hashem to an unbelieving world. We expect Gentiles to respond like Gentiles, but we expect a higher standard of truth for Jews. I am truly ashamed of the American Jewry today. Even though I love all my Jewish and brothers and sisters, I utterly despise their behavior. all the traffic, about all the noise, and frankly, BS, I'm sorry, about the January 6th riots and everything else, blaming Donald Trump for insurrection. The FBI said that was not true. We focus more on those things like that instead of BLM and Antifa that burns American flags and says death to America, like Palestinians in New York City. We ignore these radical groups that border on domestic terrorism. And President Biden said only a few months ago that white supremacists are the biggest priority as far as terrorism is concerned, and not Taliban and ISIS. Folks, Al-Qaeda is found and represented across 15 some provinces in Afghanistan. They have grown because they understand there's a weak power base in America since Donald Trump left. There's no consequences for actions. Where are the hellfire missiles being fired at ISIS operatives throughout Afghanistan right now? We should carpet bomb an entire perimeter 5 to 10 kilometers around Kabul. In my opinion, we should send paratroopers down to Bagram Air Base and take over that base until we get every American citizen out of there. And we should carpet bomb that entire perimeter. We should warn the Taliban what's coming. We should let them know they have a choice to back out, to move out of these cities immediately, move out of every province where they're American citizens. But you know, President Biden gave to the Taliban through his generals, like General Milley, sitcom commander, essentially a kill list to the Taliban. Here are the American citizens we know about in Afghanistan. This is a province that they live. These are the communities. These are the addresses. This contact information we have. You think about all these choices. Some consequences are unintended. But you know, it defines a fool when you keep on making mistakes and you know what history tells you and you keep on making mistakes that other people made in history. Listen, it's nothing we can do about the presidential election, whether you're for Biden or against Biden. But I want you to know God is going to judge every American citizen that voted for the current commander-in-chief because of the deaths of 13 American soldiers. Their caskets will leave to America. There will be a phone call or a knock on the door to inform a wife or husband or other family member that their loved one would never come home again. You know, the last time an American soldier died was February of last year. Now we have 13 Americans that lost their lives in an ISIS terrorist attack. More than 100 Afghan nationals were murdered, including children. Women holding children in their hands, waiting to board a plane, wiped off the face of the earth in a moment, in an instant of time of indecision. Yes, I feel very bad about this. I feel angry. I feel some righteous indignation, but it's for God to judge, not me. But it's for me to warn you. The same blessings and curses issued by Moshe, our great prophet of old, blessed memory, that he warned Israel what would happen when you went into the promised land and conquered. He warned them what would happen if you break your covenant with God, if you break the Torah, if you break the holy commandments. He explained, he warned them what would happen. America's in decline, folks. Look where we're at. We're back essentially where we were last year, close to this time with COVID, over a stupid Delta variant that most Americans that want a vaccine have been vaccinated against. We have mass mandates being forced upon every American citizen in many liberal states now. I'm one of them. Whether you've been vaccinated or not, I signed a vaccination waiver for my company. and supported and provided evidence I've been vaccinated. It doesn't matter. We have the governing state using FEMA-like authority, and there's been no FEMA declaration order upon this state to take away my freedoms of speech and freedoms of religious expression, to the point where some people in high holidays will mask their shofars. Where this Jew will never be masked, truly. I will always speak my mind. I will never be politically correct. I will give you the Emmett truth as I know it. Again, about 74 to 75 million Americans voted to rehire the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, last year, but 80 million won the tally, supposedly, if you believe in those numbers, and those numbers are dubious at best. But anyway, we have to deal with the outcome of our decisions, right? And I believe a lot of Democrats who voted for Biden gave him the benefit of the doubt. They hated Trump for whatever reason. But you know, don't just blame President Biden or Vice President Harris for this. Look in the mirror and blame yourself. If you voted for this man, if you voted for Biden and Harris, you own this. You own what's happening in America today. You own what's happening abroad. You own what's happening in our destroyed NATO alliances and our foreign relationships. You own it. And I hold you accountable, but more importantly, God holds you accountable. So if you're a Jew, forget high holidays this year. Beat your chest all you want. Those books of life will not be open for you. You know what you did was wrong. You know in your heart and soul what you did was wrong. But when you put politics above God and the Torah, above the Constitution, above common sense, you own it. I'm sorry if I'm being harsh. I do wish you shalom and love. And God has a redemption plan for everyone I'm speaking to now. Go to Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21-23. Get on your knees, bow to God, and ask for forgiveness. Because nothing else will save you. Yoav Ben Emmett signing out. Please go to YouTube and check out my videos on Word and Board. And please share this podcast to as many people as you can. And subscribe. Shalom Aleichem.